Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Batch, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we keep it real, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Welcome back. We're going to talk just a little bit about the brand of you, okay? So the name of the show today is Brand Your Business Self. We all have these dreams, these visions, and on my expo, we had a little snippet of mobile marketing. Mobile marketing is one of probably the greatest ways to get yourself out there and the most practical way of learning and moving and exposing yourself in your business. So learning how to mobile market is going to save you a lot of time and a lot of money if you can get the right package. And, of course, I have the package for you, and I will tell you what that package is in just a moment. So we're going to talk about just as a business owner, we wear many, 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 many hats. We have accounting. We're the time manager. We're the trainer. We're the motivator. We're the graphics designer. We're the facilitator. We're the host of the calls. We're the host of the events. We're the event planner. So, like, there's so many things that our little heads have to wrap around in one day. So all of that, you know, I don't have time. I can't do this. I can't do that. You won't be able to do it if you do not get yourself together, okay? So in the training that I give, and you'll have to go to Facebook or YouTube, I'm going to launch it and post it on YouTube later on this evening. But today in our expo, we were just talking about things that you need to do before you launch your business. Now, if you've already launched your business and you've already maybe joined a home-based business or an MLM of some sort, direct selling, there are some things that you can do to make that business yours, because it's still not yours. Even though they say you're the CEO and you got this and you're this partner, you're not a business partner until you're making some money, okay, some big fat money, okay, and you're up that chain, and they have steps and they have positions that you can move up to. But there's a lot of work that goes into you being able to accomplish that. And if you're in a small circle, or maybe you're not able to or feel comfortable enough to talk to people, you want to be that salesy person, be that pushy person, then learn how to brand your business self, okay? That person is going to have to be different from who you are every day. And as you grow that individual, then your everyday person also changes, okay? It's just going to have to happen. So I know this has been a challenging couple of years, you guys, but we are in July of 2021, and it is not too late to start your business. We talked about starting your January 1st today, and we've been getting that and learning that from Shay Brown. He is one of our happy entrepreneurs, and he's been someone that I've been following for a very long time. And I really appreciate the information that he brings. And now he's moved on to bigger things. He has, you know, a TV show that he does online on Roku, on Yahoo. They have conferences where they have all these speakers who come in. And you guys, the events are absolutely free, okay? Now, you can get the free information all day long. You can take notes. You can download all the PDFs that you want to, the free things that they give you. But if you do not know how to implement it or to apply it to what you're doing, then that's where the challenge is going to come with your businesses, okay? So you need to learn how to brand your business self. It is separate from your personal self. You cannot operate your business like you operate your social life. You're just not going to be able to do it, okay? Simply because individuals that already know you won't take you seriously. They won't take you serious enough to maybe join the adventure because some of your habits just may not be something that they want to do business with, okay? Now, we have culture as people of color. We tend to be late. We tend to have our stuff be ghetto, and I'm not trying to say that in a negative manner. There are some people know your platform. You know, there are some individuals that there are businesses that you can do where they like to party. But then there is that business side that even for the party people, they need to know. Okay, so those two will have to interact at some point. Now, it's okay to have fun. I'm not saying not to have fun and enjoy what you do, but you guys, you got other individuals or other cultures and other races, nationalities that will be a part of what you're doing if you are professional enough for them, okay? And most of the time, they don't want to be all that party whoop-whoop all the time, okay? It's cool to drink here and there when you off the clock and you done doing what you got to do. At the end of the day, you got to make some money. You can't make no money if you all out your head or if you're hungover. Like, you won't be productive, okay? You can't party all the time. So learn how to brand your business self. Make sure that you know that you know that you know what you're talking about when you're speaking to individuals, when you're sharing to them your vision. You don't want to pour too much information on them, especially if you already know them and you already know they're not there. And if they're not asking the right questions or their eyes are kind of glassing over, they just kind of staring past you, you are talking over their head. So you may have to dumb it down a little bit. Not saying that they're dumb, but they just might not be business savvy enough to keep up with you. Maybe they don't know computer speak. Maybe they don't know marketing lingo. They don't know your business lingo. Like, y'all, some things that we have in business, and there are acronyms or terms that we may use that's not a part of the everyday. Okay, so you have to remember that when you're talking to individuals that are not doing your business or never done marketing or network marketing before. Okay, so brand your business self and know that individuals, when they see you, they're going to be like, okay, I know I can talk to them. I can ask questions. They won't make me feel stupid. You know, they'll help me out, you know, and I'll work with them because I like the way that they talk to me. I like the way that they break it down. I like the information that they give. I can follow along with the PDF that they've given me because, you guys, I can go and pay tens of thousands of dollars to go and sit in this weekend and have them pour 8 to 12 hours of information in my head and give me these pieces of paper. But when I get home, I'm not going to have access to them, okay? So when you go and get the information to bring back to talk to your teams, make sure you're available to set and schedule times with them so that you can help them one-on-one and in a group setting, because there are going to be those who work faster than others. You may have a group of individuals who are not computer literate at all. So you're going to have to start with basic things to help them with utilizing the tools in the businesses. If they're in a business, tell them to utilize the tools that are there. Repurpose some of the things that the company offers. You know, repurpose it for yourself and your business. These are things that you can share with them and explain to them what these things mean, okay? So I'm just giving you clips and snips. Now, I know y'all are like, okay, you talking real fast. I am, but it's a recording. You can play it back. And you can stop and go whenever you get ready to jot your notes down, because it is important that when you hear that aha moment, you need to write it down. You need, and if I keep on moving and you still writing, it's okay. You can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind, and you can take a listen. Just like you came to listen now, you can click that same button and it will open up the playback, and I will leave it there for as long as my little heart contents. I can't leave a lot of information there because most of my shows, I have over 1,000 shows, you guys, and I have to remove them. And I can only keep 60 to 70 episodes up at a time because of the spacing, okay? I could purchase more space, but it's not something that I'm really ready to do right now. I want to keep my audience small because I want you guys to get it. I want you guys to understand it, okay? So my name is Madeline Bass, and today we've been talking about brand your business self, and then get to the place where you can remove some of those hats by talking to your business partners, talking to your friends and family, collaborate with them, and start distributing some of those tasks, and y'all work together so that you all can win. You may have an accountant in your circle, even in your family, someone that doesn't mind doing a little task management thing to assign these tasks or work with some people that you may not have time to because you have fast trackers who are ready to move, and you got to work with them. You got someone that can break that thing down in time management for different individuals. Let them do that. Let them be the trainers. Let them talk to them and schedule the one-on-ones, those who are in the medium pace, they have from 5 to 6, and then those who are in the turtle flow, they can be from 8 to 10. You know, whatever it is that you need to do to make it a better for them. And this is going to motivate everyone. Well, you will all be motivators because you're going to all be encouraging to those individuals because they don't feel like they can't ask you a question, okay? So after a while, if you notice that a person keeps repetitively answering, asking those same old questions, same questions, same questions, then just ask them, are you taking notes? That's why I prefer Zoom, and I don't require in the trainings, personal trainings, I don't care. Now, I don't want y'all sitting in the tub or something. I want you at a desk. But I don't care if you got rollers in your hair. I don't care if you got your bonnet on, do as you do, rags or whatever. But I need to know that you're sitting there and you're paying attention and you're writing notes simply because if you keep asking me the same question, you're either not taking notes or you're not implementing the notes that you're taking because you don't trust yourself. And that's when we need to move you to a place of hands-on. And some people may call it power hours. Some people may call it, you know, let's live talk or do live calling. I feel that you should do practice runs with people that you know. Talk to a couple of friends and just say, hey, I have a new position that I'm working on, and my supervisor or my manager, whatever you want to call them, they're going to be working with me, and I just wanted to know if I could practice with you and call you at 6 o'clock. Can we get on a Zoom? And it won't take but 10 minutes. Do you mind? And they'll say yes or no. You know, if they say no or that's not a good time, I say, well, what's a good time for you? Then I can get with them and see if it's okay if we switch that time up for me to be able to get my training because I need to learn how to do this. You have to get to the place where you show the individuals around you that you want this to work, okay? And then once you get it and you start moving and you start working and making your money, then they'll be like, oh, okay, well, let me get on board with you, okay? I'm gonna work with you. So all the list of things that we did, and that was just to name a few, you guys, we want you to get to the place where you follow along with us, but let's talk about the list of things that you're doing and how you can pass those hats on, the baton on to someone else, because that's why we're here. We're here for people to replace us. That's just where it is, whether it's on your job, in your church, your ministry, in the family. You know, of course, we don't want you going out and just getting new wives and husbands. And you can't replace your kids, but pass the torch. Someone who can bake and cook, maybe you have a kid who's interested in baking or cooking, and they want to come in the kitchen and help and learn, let them. Because at some point you may get to the place where you may be down or you may be sick like myself. I got sick, and I've been down for 10 years, and my kids had to just really step up with really taking care of me. So you never know what the future holds, you guys. Death has no age preference. And illnesses don't care. So I'm just letting y'all know. I'm Madeline Bass, and I am your host of Empowering Your Mind and the host of Soul World with Madeline, where we keep it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Keep it moving, and we'll talk to you next time. Don't forget to go and listen to the playback and click on soulworldwithmadeline.com, click contact me, and fill in what it is that you need or what you want from me. Or you can just simply do the playback at blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind. Have a wonderful evening. God bless.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text.
You